You're listening to KGOU. During Tuesday's Oklahoma City Council meeting, Ward 5's David Greenwell said it's hard to get excited about things like the proposed MAPS 3 Convention Center until you actually see some of the architectural renderings. Those were presented this week, and here to talk about that and other business news is the Journal Record's managing editor Adam Brooks, who's with us most Fridays. Adam, one of the issues with this new convention center seems to be parking. Ward 2 Councilman Ed Shadid, who's pretty vocal about his concerns when it comes to using public money for large-scale projects, he raised this point during the architect's presentation.
You guys have repeated 10 to 15 times that this has come in on budget, but to me, if you don't have any parking whatsoever for a convention center, you're not in budget. You have $250 million and not any money budgeted for parking. I mean, that to me seems problematic.
So what exactly is he worried about, and how are they going to address it?
Well, he pointed out that the convention center is going to be bigger than the Chesapeake Energy Arena across the street, which, you know, I've noticed doesn't have surface parking or dedicated parking. There was some parking plans considered at the old convention center site, which obviously had to be moved. The architect from Populous who was presenting said that there could be 750 spaces in surface lots to the south and east of the building. They're still studying that. Personally, I'm not sure anyone would love the idea of big concrete pads next to this great new building and across from our planned new park, but that's something they're considering.
We've talked about some of the delays in the past regarding land acquisition and site selection for this project. Is this parking issue going to be another setback?
Well, everyone says they're still on track. That's, you know, again, the updated timeline. They've moved the streetcar route. There's expected to be a stop 800 feet from the entrance to the convention center. And the designers say that it's going to be a very hospitality-focused plan.
You know, I feel like the only thing we've talked about more than all of this downtown real estate development over the past year has been the effects of the commodity price downturn. But one sector we haven't really focused on has been pipeline operators. How are they faring?
Well, we're seeing a little bit more about how they're doing. It's earnings season this week. Magellan Midstream posted an increase in net revenue in the first quarter, in net income, excuse me, in the first quarter, though their revenue was down. And Enable also saw income drop, but its earnings were up 4%. Magellan CEO Mike Mears said that his company is in a good financial position. He said they may even be able to do some expansion projects without adding more debt, and that involves exploring some partnerships that could be connections down to Mexico. Magellan was helped because it's insulated from commodity prices a little bit. It mostly transports refined products, not crude oil or raw natural gas, so that helps them out.
Finally, I want to stay with the energy sector. Devon Energy, Chesapeake, and Continental Resources all unveiled first quarter earnings reports this week, and they were about what most people probably expected, a $3 billion loss for Devon, $150 million for Continental. We've talked in the past about Continental CEO Harold Hamm's prediction that oil would bounce back to $60 a barrel by the end of 2016. He's standing by that, or at least that's what he wrote in an editorial in your paper this week.
He did, and he says that others are coming around to that view as well, some other analysts. You know, not long ago, it feels like about 6 weeks, oil prices were down near $30. This week, they're trading around $43. That's, a 50% increase almost. Hamm said he's very pleased also that OPEC had some problems lately. They tried to reach a deal on production levels, and they couldn't do it. He says that's a sign that the world is getting away from OPEC's stranglehold. Crude exports are now allowed from the U.S., so that's helping the market around the world. And the biggest thing is that demand is increasing as supply is tightening. Now, part of the reason supply is tightening is because commodity prices have been low, which stopped so much drilling. That's what's caused such economic problems here. But Econ 101 says that when you see higher demand and lower supply, you're going to see higher prices.
Well, I know a lot of people are eager to find out whether or not he's right, given the trickle-down effect commodity prices have across the state's economy. Adam Brooks is the Journal Record's managing editor, and he closes out each week with us talking about Oklahoma's business news. Adam, thanks as always for your insight.
You're welcome.